We'll be taking a look some more at a later date about our waterways and how important it is for all of us, again, regardless of party affiliation, that our politicians are doing right by all of us with regards to the laws they're making, and particularly right now, the laws that they're undoing when it comes to safe water, clean water. Think about this now. It is not just the water that we see as water. In other words, we turn on the faucet and whether we have an undersink water purifier, a water filtration system, and we see that clear water going into our cup, our glass, we see that clear water going into our pots. It's not just that water. You know, our pots as we get ready to cook. It's not just that water. It is also the water that is used to make the sodas that people drink. Go to the restaurant and we order a strawberry lemonade or a berry tea, whatever it is. It is also the water that goes into that. It's the water that is used to help make the juices that we drink. All of that has to do with water, and it all needs to be clean and safe. And it doesn't matter what party affiliation we have. Some of us aren't affiliated with any party. Some are affiliated with the Green Party. Some are affiliated with Democrats. Some with Republicans. It doesn't matter about party affiliation. When our bodies receive juice, that juice needs to be made from water that is safe for us to consume. We go to that restaurant, that strawberry lemonade, that tea, whatever it is, needs to be safe for the body to consume. And you can best believe whatever beverage is being consumed, the beverage is not going to ask the question, am I going to be consumed by a Republican or by a Democrat or by Green Party, by whoever? Those beverages are not asking those questions. The beverages aren't asking any question. They're just being made and supplied. And we need to be aware of the fact that our politicians are making decisions. Government. I know folks like to cry about big government, big government. And whenever government is making decisions that they don't like, they call it big government. When the government is making decisions that they do like, they don't call that big government. The government is the same size. The folks, the elected, the number of officials in the House of Representatives and the number of officials in the Senate will always be the same, period. And they will all always be making the decisions. And so we will always have the same number of people making the decisions that affect our lives. We just need to realize that we need to get to the point where we begin to just honestly answer the question, which of these actions will be in our best interest, which will be in our worst interest? You know, it's so interesting that so many people are perfectly willing to make sure they toe the party line because that's more important to them than having the safe, clean drinking water, the safe air to breathe, etc. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. All Americans need safe, clean water. Okay, so we'll get back to that at a later date. For now, though, for those of you who are single, you're planning to one day be married, maybe you're single and maybe you're planning and you're planning to be married and have children. Some of you who are single and you plan to just adopt. Got some questions for you. WebMD is going to help us sort through. And this one has to do with our children. I'm going to ask a few questions and let me know what's up. All right. And by the way, I'm certainly asking these questions of the older people, married couples, single adults who might want to one day have children, whether through adoption or however, but also children. These questions are for you because you need to know this information too. So here we go. Which could be a sign that you, the child, are doing too much? I'm going to give you several options here, several choices. You tell me which one is correct. Which of these could be a sign? Which could be a sign that you're doing too much? Now, parents, I'm asking your children these questions now, but I want you to know the answers too. Listen, headaches, trouble sleeping, dropping grades, or all of the above. Which could be a sign that you, the child, are doing too much? Headaches, trouble sleeping, dropping grades, or all of the above. Well, ladies and gentlemen, whether you're the child or the adult, whatever, the correct answer is all of the above. You may not tell your parents that you feel overwhelmed with activities and schoolwork. Activities like sports, outside music programs, etc. You may not tell your children that you feel your parents that you feel overwhelmed, but headaches or stomach aches could be signs that you're feeling stressed. If you're not eating well, if you're moodier than usual, if you're not sleeping well, all these could be indications that you are doing too much. It may be time to cut back on some commitments. So, you know, good idea to just sit down, take inventory, and ask yourself, okay, of all the things that I'm doing, what can I take off my plate so that I can begin to feel better, so I can stop being stressed, so that I don't constantly feel overwhelmed, so that I can start enjoying again and truly enjoying what I am doing instead of feeling so tired all the time that when I think about it, I don't truly, fully enjoy any of it. How about this? How often do you, the child, need free time? Every day? A couple of times a week? Or once a week? You're the child now. Which is going to really, really be beneficial for you? To have free time every day, a couple of times a week, or once a week? Well, ladies and gentlemen, the correct answer is every day. You children should have at least a little time every day when you can do anything you want to do or nothing. Read, listen to music, or even make music. Ride a bike, take a walk, whatever helps you truly relax and recharge. No matter how old you are, no matter how young you are, children, you too need time to relax. And check this out. TV, video games, computer time, that does not count as relaxation. No, you need to be truly relaxing. All right. See what you can do to help yourself relax, be in a better mood, have better relationships with your family members. What a great way for you to let some of life's best moments come through you.